העבודה שלנו היא לגלות את הבורא, שנסתר בגלל הכלים שלנו המקולקלים, ואנחנו צריכים לקייל את הכלים שלנו כך שאנחנו נגלה אותו. בזה עושים לו נחת רוח, בזה מגיעים למטרת הבריאה, מטרת החיים שלנו, שמגלים אותו לפי חוק השתוות הצורה בין הכלים שלנו לאור העליון או אליו, וכך אנחנו מבצעים את הפעולות, פעולות המוטלות עלינו.
Execute these actions. That is why our existence in this field of the Creator is from the beginning this way. We live in it, but in order to reveal it, we need to begin from the action which is called submission, where we need to lower our will to receive to zero, to receive everything around us in a good way, in a positive way, in agreement, no matter what happens, because except for the upper light, nothing exists in reality. And this is how we begin contact with the Creator. Hello, dear friends. Me and Avinoam are hosting the Yeshivat Chavarim for a long time. I haven't hosted a Yeshivat Chavarim. We are in a very beautiful story, which is called submission. Rav stopped the introduction to Tess. I also asked Rav to write a novel about the introduction to Tess. But inside this novel, we're entering this new subject. Sounds so beautiful. It's something that, like Rav said, we need to lower our desire to zero. And if we can do it, if we will succeed in doing this, how much happiness and joy will be in the world. I always say that if we shine this happiness, we draw all the people here, all humanity. If we shine this security, this confidence and light that we have here, truly have here, how much joy we have to hug one another, to enter this new state. I'll let you on a secret. In the morning, more than my 10, I see the screens. And I see the screens around us. Ural, Sibir, Kafkaz. Small groups where even one person just sits there by himself in submission, just sticks to the screen and just waits for our confidence from us. This is his life. This is our life. This is our story, and this is where we begin our Yeshivat Chavarim. Let's give confidence to one another. We will succeed. Let's begin.
רוצים להרגיש את המקום שנמצא בינינו, מקום של חום וביטחון מאיר לעולמנו, מעל דורה, מעל מקום, מעל כל הזמנים, מקום שבו כבר לא צריך מילים. בוא נמצא לחבר את המחשבות למחשבה אחת בינינו, בלב אחד כמו משפחה,
What is the Cleary Workley for you? Tell me in 10 seconds, what is it? World Cleary.
Everything.
The World Cleary is our heart of Kabbalah Lam.
All the deepest parts of my soul.
World Cleary for me is like a generator. That's spins and spins with many people pushing, who push it and generates one common force.
Is the most precious parts of me, what I aspire to unite with most, the deepest, most inner parts of my soul.
It's the pure warmth that fuels your heart.
This field that the Creator has blessed.
My home,
part of my soul.
World Cleary is my soul. Friends, I'm happy, I'm excited, I'm grateful for the privilege to speak before our family, and today I want us to think, really like they just said in the clip, what is really the World Cleary? I think that it's hard for us to grasp it, hard for us to grasp the conditions in which these friends find themselves. I'm sorry to say it, but we need a little drama in order to grasp every state deeply. So try to close your eyes and imagine that there's no World Cleary. There are no screens, no Russia, no South America, North America, nothing. It's only us here in Israel, a few groups studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. Now, those who open, who close their eyes, or only thought about it, now open your eyes and look at the screens. I thought about it during the day, when I was preparing for the yeshiva, I was thinking about it, only about that. When I tried to imagine it, you know, the most precious thing to you, you really sense it, see it when it's missing from your life. And I was thinking, how would I feel without those friends? This is something incomprehensible. It's hard to understand how much we love them, how much Rav loves them, how precious they are, how special they are. And I think it's hard to grasp the special conditions that these friends have. We're talking about anti-Semitism during the lessons. People, we're talking about the people of Israel and in the nation of Israel, all the activities that we're doing here. Just to participate in it for these friends is complete subjugation, complete annulment from those friends of their place, their culture, where they were born, their family, their nation, everything. They're here with us, heart and soul. So what is so much taken for granted for us to be here, to be in the lesson, for them, it's total annulment from the very first step. It's hard to grasp how much we love those friends, how much I look at those screens. I get to work a lot with them. Friends like Shenya and Andrei in Novosibirsk. You should know I look at you every day. I love you dearly. I wait for you to get here. How much those friends give their heart. And many other friends who come here, who will come here during the holidays, were here in the congresses. I think that those friends give enough confidence for all of us to go all the way with joy, with power, and together. We really need to be grateful for every moment and appreciate the effort that they put in with every second they spend with us. Let's use it together, L'chaim friends.
Anton from Almaty.
Anton from Almaty. There's a young fella, very beautiful, emotional, Anton. Please talk to us. My name is Artur. And a few months ago, I finished MAK, the learning center, and this is the happiest moment of my life, where I was able to touch this truth, this immense group of Almaty, the group of Bnei Baruch in Almaty. It's unimaginable happiness that occurred to me. And I truly thank the Creator for showing me such great joy to be together with these great friends and such concern and love with in such a field that is called Bnei Baruch. This is the best moment in the life. The best moment that could happen to me. And again, just a great gratitude to the friends and the Creator. Great L'chaim. Thank you, Bnei Baruch.
Friends, we want to have a special exercise. All the friends in all the world, Kli. We're going to play Chamol al Maasecha by Baal Solam. And all the friends are thinking about all the friends and are asking of the Creator to open up for them and give them all the light that He has planned for them, in store for them. Are we ready for that? Person must decide that he wants the Creator to give him a desire to completely annul before him, meaning not to leave any desire under his own authority, but that all the desires in him will be only to give glory to the Creator. Once he decides on complete annulment, he asks the Creator to help him execute it. Rabash, letter 65.
Joe מאיטליה, אתה מוכן?
Joe from Italy, you ready?
Ciao amici, grazie.
Hello friends, thank you so much. It's amazing.
Ti dà delle gioie incredibili. Proprio
the Creator gives you sudden joy because you annul yourself. And at this moment, we made an incredible action. Thanks to the music, to the friends, we felt all the light that enters and passes through us. And this joy is the only thing that can change this world. When we are in the lessons, we have this ability, this great ability, this great need and desire to change the entire globe. And we can do it thanks to this annulment. First of all, to the 10, then the world Kli, then the entire world. And I pray that each friend, every day, he would be able to annul the friend to the friends and find the light, find the strength called bestowal, that he will give us the ability to turn the whole earth to a wonderful place, the Chaim friends.
Friends, we're now going to see a clip from Toronto, but a few words before that. We have a very beloved group. We were there the first time in 2005. What a group, Toronto group. And typically, when the tall person, when he builds a home, they say that he's building a house for himself, for him, for his family. Now we're going to see in the clip what does it mean to build a home for the friends. What does it mean that each one should have his own space there to feel confidence, and he will come there like into the Noah's Ark. He will enter it and that's it. How much subjugation there is in that. We're constantly revolving around this beautiful, deep word. Let's see a clip and you'll feel it.
Hello, shalom, dear World Kli. It's Ernest from the Toronto Group. I will take this opportunity to introduce you our special and unique home that we have here in Toronto. And that is our home, Bnei Baruch Kabbalah Education Center. Please come and visit me. We are coming closer. Get ready. Welcome to our home. That is the BB Toronto Center. Look, on our bookstores. That is our library. Whoever is willing to study, to learn all the languages, all the books, whatever you would like, just ask. Here is your opportunity. Come with me. And here is the most important part. That is our kitchen. We are preparing the best meals.
We are preparing salad for the friends with love.
Keep our donkey strong as we're serving the friends.
Have a look on it who show up. Okay. Number one founder of the BB Toronto Group.
No,
it is together with Leon Dodish. They are the founders of the Toronto Group.
Bo Ure, come and see.
You had the opportunity to see our young group, our instructors in Toronto Group. You have to pass a lot of exams, trust me. So we have here legendary Haber Dondish. Actually, is the place that all the broadcasts are coming from here. We have Tony Kozilek, we have Julian, we have Jura, we have Ahmed, we have Patsula, and all of the friends that teaching here on a regular 24/7 basis, including our tech support. You try to see, we have another room on top of the broadcast room that supports us with our technology. Continuing from here to our most important place in our center, that is called the main study hall. Here is the place that all the friends, they are preparing from all our 3 tents, including friends that are connected virtually from the whole world. Everybody is here. Okay? You want to see? Come and see.
אז אנחנו מאוד אוהבים.
So we love, we care about, we want to see every group's life. We want to invite you, all the other groups, to send us clips like the one, clips like the ones you saw from Toronto. And now we would like to go to a special time, our time together in this gathering of friends, which is an opportunity to process all the material we've gone through in the last few lessons to help it seep deeper into the heart from friend to friend. We want to have a short reflection, short workshop. We're going to do it in threes and fours. Just get organized, whoever's with you, around you, behind you. And threes or fours.
ואנחנו רוצים לברר יחד.
And we want to scrutinize together what did we receive from the last lessons on the topic. So again, let's share. What did we receive from the last lessons on the topic of subjugation? What did we feel? What did we understand? How are we going to implement it in the ten? Again, we want to share with one another. What did we receive from the last few lessons about on the topic of subjugation? What did we feel? What did we understand? How are we implementing it in the ten? I don't know where to start. Truly, it's hard to find words. I think this is one of the characteristics of this period of time. The studying becomes very practical, and also Rav speaks of it. We are implementing more and more, and on the subject of subjugation, less intellect, less trying to understand what we learn, but rather we need to use everything just to annul and to subjugate. Personally, and I know my 10 also receiving great importance on Rav and the friends and the process we're going through, and it fills us up with great impressions and enthusiasm and inspiration, and we try to share it with more and more groups around the world. Every moment we are in subjugation. I think the entire 3 hours in the lesson is an example of subjugation. I think from a moment a person wakes up, he subjugates himself, because it's always going against the ego. There's nothing in our path which is for the ego. That's it. So all that's left is to get the strength, and the strength you get from society.
There's a sea of different discernments, and what I really remember from this morning lesson is how much we can really be this vessel where it's clear that we can hold on to it without connection to the fulfillment of this vessel,
this filling up of the vessel. We are in equivalence of form to the one who gives this vessel, the creator, the bestower. And seemingly there is another root of reception, and this one is not contradicting to the other. And with that, we can truly build and to hold on to one another while we build this place where the Creator is revealed and we will be with Him. And the reception can subjugate.
I feel like since we started talking about this topic, the more we advance, the more I feel that I don't have it, not in my mind, not in my heart. There's nothing on which this action clothes. There's stuff that we know from this world. Each one of us knows things from this world, but there's the spiritual action where you have no grasp whatsoever, and it's felt just how much you need the 10, you need the friends, and together it can come true, but only together.
Yes, I must say that during the years, not once or twice I used this word, subjugation. There was a respect for this word, but only in the past few days when we started to learn it, I really understood how much depth there is behind each word like that. It's not a word. It's truly this subjugation towards pride.
משלים את השני ומחבר את הניצוץ הרוחני עשייה, עשייה, עשייה זה המקום להיות בכוונה ונממש את חופש הבחירה לבנות איחוד חיבור לאהבה ומחבר את הניצוץ הרוחני עשירייה, עשירייה, עשירייה זה המקום להיות בכוונה ומממש את חופש הבחירה לבנות איחוד חיבור ואהבה
What is the world clear for you? Did you press record?
World clear is the embryo of the future society where we live together.
It's a place where the Creator is leading me.
World clear is our mutual life. This is our life. It's a pleasure.
World clear for me is the light of my life.
World Kli is the meaning of life.
The World Kli is a field where the Creator has blessed.
It's me. Me and everyone inside of me. This is the World Kli.
It's a place for investing your exertion in order to attend the Creator?
It's everything. It's the Creator. Can we say a few more words?
חבריי, ביטול.
Friends, annulment.
Senka.
In front of me, Senka. One of the most beloved people I've ever met in the whole world. Now I want to ask you, could it be that we would want Senka to annul himself? Think about it. Think about Senka annulled. And it's agreeable. Understand what Rav is telling us. Senka has to be everything Senka is, the talent, the heart, that the most embracing one that the Creator invented, but he wants only one thing, that Senka would annul the intention that he's using with all of his wonderful Senkaism that doesn't exist all around the world. Meaning no one here needs to be cancelled because the Creator invented him, because we need him, and much more than what he thinks he is, because if he would have been what he's truly should be, he would have been a symphony. But the question is simple. What is the vector? Is it towards connection, towards a group, outside of me, or to myself? How simple it is, Amit, my beloved neighbor. Imagine there's no Amit in the world. There would have been a single evening in the whole Congress if Amit didn't exist. It's impossible, and I can tell it about anyone. But in truth, I want to tell you about my friends in the world, Kli. And I'm not feeding myself on rumors. I was there. So you know, but my mother group is not Petah Tikva, it's Berlin. Show me, please. Berlin group, Boris. A lion that you can imagine. He comes to every morning lesson, translates at least half. He picks me up at 1:35 from under the hotel, takes me to the lesson. And Anton, who coordinates everything in order to bridge the German, Russian, French, Hebrew, and whatever more, in Volodya, that comes in on bicycle from, I don't know where, -6 degrees. And the London group, that every time I come, and the lesson is 12:45, so they come in the evening, we come, we drink, everybody sleeps in my room on the floor, it's Arava, in my hotel. If they would know, censorship, please cut this, so I would stay, keep my job, all for them, on the floor. We get up at 12:30, we go down to the lesson, we have a lesson together, New York. I forgot a little bit. 2 in the morning, 1:30 in the morning to go down to the rats in the subway, to go down for an hour and a 15 to the group in the south, and they come from all sides, all corners of the city, from the distance, from in unreal hours with such exertion. And I was on kitchen duty in New York group, and if I have a true mother group, it's New York, it's not Petah Tikva. And to come to Lema in LA, and to Javier, and to Avi, and to have a lesson there, at the end of the world there, in Hollywood. In Hollywood, they come to the morning lesson, and we sit together. They understand the power that these people possess. Really, I'm asking you. Giants, I want them to cancel themselves? Never. I want them to be them to the power of 200. And we know how to make them who they are to the power of 200, because the concern, the thought, the love has no distance. And we can make them infinity. And they are worthy of it more than anyone. So I want to ask all of you tonight, before you go to sleep, to look in the mirror and to see how special, each one should see how special he is and how much the Creator charged him with such a charge that no one else has. But with a small distinction, nothing dramatic, but not for him, for the sake of the group, for the sake of humanity. And we have the strength, the power to allow everyone to spread whoever he is into the soul and to build together the vessel, the kli. So, friends, I guess I spoke too much because you look bored, but I was excited. I was moved, and I wish you all to feel our friends all over the world and on each table next to your table. Let's be impressed by the power of each friend, the uniqueness of each one, and help him be the one that takes his entire huge self and puts it in the center of the group. I embrace you from the depth of my soul and l'chaim.
Well, how much we need to keep and guard each and every friend. We need to pray on every friend. What is it, 10? What is this group? There's nothing like it. How the Creator does it? How does He do it? Around the world, He just spread these points in the heart. No such people. I always said it. In front of us, there is a virtual congress. We already feel it. We are preparing ourselves for it. All the world Kli will be there. We will feel again this great feeling that we are one. We also have Purim, the holiday of Purim, ahead of us. We can say that Purim subjugation, the Purim of subjugation. We have both these things. And now we have a bit of a weird, strange promo clip for these congresses.
From the people who brought you the virtual Moscow Congress, the people who brought you the Purim party, this spring, we will hang out together. What's happening? We will discover what happens when the virtual Congress and the Purim party get together. Every day you're going to the lesson. It's not a shame, such a tiny body.
With this we would finish the lesson. Good day.
Kiev.
Привет, привет, дорогие.
Hello, hello, dear brothers. So joyful to share with you those moments of preparation for the Congress. We also have two giant managers of the Congress. Here's one of them sitting behind me. The second one is on his way back from the mountains, but they're the most responsible. We would like them to be rewarded with the greatest subjugation, the greatest annulment, so I'll give them the mic in the end. And now, we want to share some news from the groups themselves, the groups, the teams that are working on this Congress tirelessly.
Hello, dear friends. We have just discussed about this annulment and subjugation as an active action. And the group here put us in charge of Yeshivat Chavirim. We are in great awe and fear. And I'm thinking, how can everyone be in this preparation, this subjugation? And I couldn't find anything better to do than to just send all the contacts in my phone from the World Kli and say to them, prepare yourself for talking in the virtual congress in the Yeshivat Chavirim. Until noon, I saw how all the friends are ready, how they're burning with desire, and this preparation is moving forward. We're so privileged to be a part of this, and Vasily the Great will add.
And today, we're continuing the preparation. We had a big meeting, and already all the roles have been distributed. We are calibrating the vessels. the instrument, so we'll be able to play together in such an orchestra where our entire universe will hear. And the conductor will add.
Well, friends, like Senka said, ahead of us we have unforgettable days. This Congress will tear us apart. And what happens in the morning lessons, it's something unbelievable. We ourselves are entering the hall of the King. Soon Purim, and then the Congress, and we are there, L'chaim.
Okay, so if Purim, we're delighted to invite you, if you study or you studied in our Russian frameworks, you're invited to a happy Purim party you'll find nowhere around the world. What's on the menu? Music, good food, a lecture about Purim according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and many, many more surprises. The party is going to take place in the Kabbalah Lam Center, 12 Nevatim Street, Tuesday, March 19th, 7:30 p.m. For details and registration,
זועד כאן לצידי אז ידענו שנהיה אחד כך היה תמיד והיום הכל היה חלום או חדש עולה מתוך האפלה והלב פורם באיברים
What is the world kli for you? For me, the world kli is the force, the potential, the power, the expansion of the heart of the states, unity of the land.
The world kli is the way to reach the purpose of life.
It's life itself. For me, the world kli is everything, is where you see the light that comes from the Creator. It's the kli where we can connect in order to reach correction.
For me, the world kli is hope to reach the goal. Without the world kli, there's no revelation of the Creator.
Friends, for me, the world kli is something very special. It's everything.
World kli is the fire of love to adhesion with the Creator.
from me, it's my cradle. It's where my soul dwells. It's the origin of my life.
This is the source of my soul, where we integrate, work for the greatness of the Creator.
It's the answer to the question, what's the meaning in life?
When
we hear the voice of the Creator speaking to the heart, as in He who comes to purify is aided, and then specifically the voice of holiness receives the governance over all the desires, meaning the desire to bestow. And naturally, they will not turn back to folly, meaning he will not sin again because all the desires of reception have surrendered under the desire to bestow. Rabash, letter 18.
שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבת אחים גם יחד שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד
חיים וברוך
חיים חברים
אחר החנה לשיעור